Arrested by the Gestapo. Invasion of Denmark. On 1 January 1940, I found myself as naval attaché arriving at the British legation in Copenhagen, an unusual role for me after 25 years of seafaring life. The phony war still continued, and though we felt the imminence of belligerent activity, there was still no clue as to how or when it might begin. During the next 3 months, while the Danes pursued their normal peaceful way of life, rumour after rumour of Nazi activity continued to reach us at Copenhagen. My inquiries at the Danish Ministry of Defence were made to their liaison officer, the much-decorated Admiral Pontoppidan, who invariably feigned ignorance. At last, the abnormally cold winter began to thaw, and the thick ice which had blocked the Baltic approaches in Denmark's Great Belt was breaking up. At the same time came a report of German minesweeping activity. Here at last were sinister implications and an urgent need for my investigation. On Sunday, 7 April 1940, I set off with my assistant Pamela Tower in my little car southbound for Gedser. My purpose was partly to see Prince Axelhoff by the ferry. He had told me he was going to protest personally to Admiral Raeder in Berlin about the Germans firing on the Danish fishing fleet. My major purpose, however, was to verify the activity of German minesweepers which had recently been reported active in the Great Belt. It was a lovely, clear, sunny day, and my visit was soon rewarded, for no sooner had I reached the coast than I was able to discern on the horizon a German cruiser, evidently doing an inclination exercise, testing rangefinders with another warship. It was of such absorbing interest to see the enemy at close quarters that we drove along to another vantage point some miles along the coast near Rølby, where I was able to sight more warships, including the heavy cruiser Blücher and another vessel, possibly the Schleswig, doing exercises on their passage westward. I could not get back to Copenhagen quickly enough to telegraph Admiralty about our sighting of the German Navy. This, together with reference to other very recent vital reports, left me no doubt of the inference that there was an impending attack on Norway, probably at Narvik.